So today we're going to be talking about this concept of gay age and how it might be related to sexual risk behaviors among men who have sex with men. I won't bore you all too much with background information. I know we're all well aware of the increased vulnerability to HIV and other sexually transmitted infections that we see among men who have sex with men. Despite comprising only about 2 to 4% of the American population, they account for 75% of primary and secondary syphilis cases, 22% of gonorrhea cases, and 2/3 of HIV diagnoses. When we think about indicators of HIV and STI risk, we think about both distal and proximal indicators. Some of the most proximal indicators that research has looked into are sexual behaviors. And a great body of research has shown that there are numerous sexual behaviors that are linked to increased risk of HIV and STI acquisition. Some of those include unprotected anal intercourse, group sex, and enema use. When we think about some of the more distal indicators, one of the things that we think about is age. And it has already been talked about this afternoon. We know that there's an association between age and HIV and STI, especially among MSM, where we see such disproportionately high rates among the young MSM. But today we're going to answer this question of, but how old is he really? And we hypothesize that a man's gay age, or a time since first having sex with another man, may predict his behavior. We believe that there's a trajectory of behavior that follows first sex, such that men who have the same gay age have similar behavior regardless of their biological age. So let me give you an example. Here are two MSM, Jack and Pete. Jack is 28 years old, but he had sex with another man for the first time when he was 18. His gay age is 10. Pete is 40. He had sex with another man for the first time when he was 30 years old. His gay age is also 10. So they have different biological ages, 40 and 28. They have different ages of sexual debut, 18 and 30. But they have the same gay age, which is 10. And we hypothesize that because they have the same gay age, they have similar behavioral profiles. So we decided to investigate this question in a couple of ways. We evaluated the association between gay age and sexual risk behaviors using modified Poisson regression, and we used a new methodological technique, time-varying effect models, or TVEM for short, to look at the time-varying relationship between gay age and sexual risk behavior. I promise not to bore you too much with the statistics, but I'm sure there's maybe a few of you who have an interest in the statistics behind the black box, so I'll show you. The time-varying effect modeling is a direct extension of regression. This is a basic regression model. And what TVEM does is it allows each coefficient to be dynamic. It adds a time component to each coefficient, which allows for the entire model curve to be dynamic and to change shape over the course of time. So back to this research. The data for this research was collected through an online survey that was administered through MSM dating websites. The entire sample consisted of over 30,000 men. But I restricted this sample substantially, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time explaining why. I restricted the sample to men who were 18 to 40 years old and who had a gay age less than 10. The reason for this is because I think we can all, I'm sure some of you are already thinking, but gay age is so related to age, how do you tease those apart? And that has definitely been the biggest challenge of this research. So what I wanted to be able to do was to really control for age in my model. And to be able to do that, I needed to restrict it to a sample where age was distributed well over each value of gay age in the data sample. So once I restricted my sample, I had an N of 5,280 men. The median age was 24. 78% of my sample was white, and 78% self-identified as gay. And because this is a new concept, I'm going to explain gay age one more time. So we asked every man when they first participated in oral or anal sex with another man. We subtracted that age from their biological age, which gave us their gay age. This was a continuous variable with a median value of 6. For our outcome measures, we used four sexual behaviors that have been previously linked in the literature to HIV or STI. We used enema use, which had a 36% prevalence in the sample, group sex that had a 40% prevalence, receptive anal intercourse with 76% prevalence, and insertive anal intercourse with 76% prevalence. And these were all behaviors within the past 12 months. So here are the results from our modified Poisson regression. On the left, you'll see the unadjusted prevalence ratios, and on the right, you'll see the adjusted prevalence ratios that adjusted for their biological age. And what you'll see is that every sexual behavior was associated with gay age in both unadjusted and adjusted analyses. Now, admittedly, these prevalence ratios are not that impressive. So bear with me, because what you need to remember is that this is with gay age, which is the continuous variable. And so this is with each increasing year of gay age. So for example, the prevalence of group sex increased 6% with each increasing year of gay age, even after adjustment for their biological age. So that provided some support for us to look into the question a little deeper and to look at the time-varying relationship across gay age. And that's where TVEM came into play. So this is the prevalence of group sex by gay age. Let me orient you to the figure. The y-axis is gay age, ranging from 0 to 10. The x-axis is prevalence. And this is adjusted for biological age. So at gay age of 0, so immediately after first having sex with another man, the prevalence of group sex is around 20%. It increases steadily across gay age. To at the gay age of 10, the prevalence of group sex among MSM aged 18 to 40 is around 50%, even after adjusting for biological age. We see a similar relationship with enema use, not quite as dramatic, but still a steady increase over the gay age. When we get into anal intercourse, we start to see very different relationships. So the prevalence of receptive anal intercourse is actually highest immediately after first having sex with another man, starting at around 90%. It decreases steadily in the first 2 years and then plateaus to around 75%. Insertive anal intercourse is actually the exact opposite. So it's lowest immediately after first having sex with another man. It increases over the first 2 years and then also plateaus. So in summary, we found that gay age is significantly associated with multiple sexual behaviors even after adjustment for biological age. The prevalence of enema use and group sex increased with increasing gay age. The prevalence of receptive anal intercourse was highest immediately after first sex and then declined over the first 2 years and then plateaued. The prevalence of insertive anal intercourse was lowest immediately after first sex, rose and then plateaued after the first year. So what does all this mean? We believe that gay age warrants further study as a predictor of risky behavior and subsequent HIV-STI acquisition. We can see how gay age could potentially serve as an easily assessed marker for intervention. If a provider could ask a man, when was the first time you had sex with another man, and if that could then indicate a possible behavioral profile for that man, then we can see how that man might then be tagged for appropriate behavioral prevention messages. We believe research should further examine this trajectory of behavior that may occur after first same-sex sexual experience among MSM, and then further explore how it may differ by subpopulation among MSM. Before finishing today, I'd like to thank my colleagues at the Methodology Center. If you're not familiar with them, a superb group of people who are committed to using their considerable statistical expertise to improving human health. And I'd also like to thank my colleagues at the Ohio State University. While they were not a part of this research, you know, you can say everything I ever needed to know I learned in Columbus, Ohio. And the seeds of this research were definitely born there, even though they weren't a part of this one.
Hi, great presentation. Thank you so much. I'm Summer Starling from the Public Health Institute. I wanted to ask you, I see that your sample included people as young as 18, and the gay age up to 10 years. So in theory, you would have people in your sample who were experiencing gay sex for the first time as adolescents. I'm wondering if you can comment on how that part of your sample may confound some of your results, given that adolescents are have proclivity for sexual risk-taking and just first sexual debut. Thank you.
So I think that's a really important question, and it's something I've been thinking about a lot. And I think the age at sexual debut, so the sample, the overall study was restricted to people, they couldn't report first sex before the age of 13, so I didn't mention that, but so we tried to, it tried to restrict to consensual without asking, to be honest, but so there weren't any men who reported first sex at 8 in the sample, just to clarify that. But I think the age at sexual debut is a really tough question, and it's another thing that it's hard to think about how to control for these things, and honestly, if there are people in the audience who have suggestions, there is nothing I would like more than to make this analysis robust enough that it doesn't elicit these questions, because these are the same questions I'm thinking about, because gay age is actually comprised, it's actually a function of age and age at first sex. But it's different, you know, because what it does is makes a man who has first sex at 13 and a man who has first sex at 18 potentially the same if you're interviewing them at 15 and 20, rather than looking at what their age was at first sex. And so I think it's a good question, and you know, we controlled for biological age, but I am not sure that we don't need to control for age at first sex either. So I'm happy to hear suggestions afterwards if anybody has any thoughts.